Blog Talk Radio.
From the studios of Right Talk in the Ouachita Mountains of Western Arkansas, we welcome listeners from around the world. Right Talk Live is on now. Here are the hosts of Right Talk, T.J. Tipton and Brad Dick.
Live T.J., so that must mean you're Brad.
Oh, that's the location.
Yes. Everybody, welcome to Right Talk. That's the funnest show on Facebook.
Absolutely.
Got podcasts. All kinds of stuff. I say lots of things happening. Lots of things are happening, Bradley.
A whole lot of stuff going on.
A whole lot of stuff. I just got to warn you, CDC is coming. Is coming. I kind of feel like Paul Revere. The CDC is coming. Right? Did you know that there are regressive senators that they're well aware that the bipartisan infrastructure bill will not pass? And, of course, we're teaching our children in California to pray to as a god. We're going to talk about all this tonight, Bradley.
Interesting.
Can you believe this? There are actually Democrats in Washington, D.C. that are doing nothing.
No way.
Yeah, I'm being honest with you. Before, one more thing. Did you bring any popcorn tonight?
Oh, I should go popcorn.
Yeah, you need to, because I love a good Democratic. Yeah, so a lot of things going on. Before we go any further, Bradley, I want to talk to you about something that most people don't want to talk about, but it's something that we do need to talk about, okay? And that's death. As you know, everyone's going to die. You're going to die. I know. One day I'll die. It'll be a long time from now, right? But whether it's today, tomorrow, next year, or next 50 years, everybody's going to die. My question is, who's responsible to pay for that funeral? Is your grief-stricken spouse going to have to try to come up with the money? How about your children? Are they going to have to be responsible to put you away? Are your family going to have to go beg the church to help put you away? Or, you could go do a GoFundMe, right? Now, how many times have you been cruising out there in Facebook, Bradley, and somebody's passed away and they've got a GoFundMe because they didn't have the money? Right?
That happens a lot.
Yep. But I found a company that not just covers you, but it covers six other people for only $75 a month. So, and it's full barrel, right? Let me say that again. I found a company that does not just cover you, right? But you can add six people with you for only $75 a month, and those people don't have to be kin to you. They don't have to live with you. They don't even have to like you. Okay? Whoever you put down, right? These plans are good throughout the U.S., and the company is looking for agents. They'll look for agents, they don't have to take a state test. They don't have to take a government test. That's awesome. I wish they would have done that whenever I was selling insurance, right? But the deal is this is not insurance. It's a plan, right? So you don't have to follow the rules and regulations of the government. To sell this incredible product, if you'd like to have more information, if you'd like to become an agent, if you'd like to have your family covered, a lot of people are passing away because of COVID-19, Bradley. You know?
Why not?
I think I went to four funerals last month. And every one of them was COVID-19. So, no, I'm sorry, it's three. But for more information, you can go to at righttalk.com, Right Talk Show, I'm sorry, righttalkshow.com/plan, P-L-A-N. That's www.righttalkshow.com/plan. One more time, just in case somebody wants to hear it. If you want to become an agent, if you just like to have that coverage for you and family. Seven people, Bradley. Seven people.
Oh.
That's less than $12 a person a month, right? So for more information, www.righttalkshow.com/plan. All right. There's a lot of ways that you can watch Right Talk.
Sure is.
Matter of fact, if you're watching right now, why don't you just share this and let others know about the show, let them know about what we do. You can catch us at righttalkshow.com/TJ. You can share it like Bradley and righttalkshow.com/Brad. Or if you'd like to catch us on our Right Talk group, you can go to righttalkshow.com/righttalklive. You can catch us on YouTube. Yep. RightTalkShow.com/YouTube. I'm kind of ticked at them right now. But, you know, what do you expect from progressives, right? But I'll tell you something that's really blowing up for us, Bradley, and that's our podcast. People aren't always on at 10 o'clock at night.
True.
You know? And somebody said, well, you're competing with ABC, CBS, and NBC News. Really? I'm competing against them? There's no competition there. I can tell you that right now. We might need to have to bring on somebody to do the weather or something. Do sports. Here's Brad with the sports.
And there you go.
Okay. Yeah.
We're not going to go there. My team's not doing so well.
Now, who's that, Bradley?
The Chiefs. They have
what
their
is
defense.
Up
it's
with
just,
them?
I mean, Tyreek Hill is shut down, and the defense just can't hold anybody from scoring. So I don't.
Well, I don't know either. All I know is OU's going to have to do something different.
Exactly.
So, podcasts. Let's get back to podcasts here.
Yeah.
Okay. You can listen to this anytime, day or night, right? And people listening all over the United States are listening to us on podcasts. I just wish I could get the times that they were listening, right? But you can go to righttalkshow.com/Apple if you have iOS system. Or you can go to righttalkshow.com/Google or righttalkshow.com/Spotify. Spotify. I like that name, Spotify. But did you know what we're doing tomorrow?
Oh, yes, I do. You're drawing for that hat.
We are drawing for the Trump Cat Take America Back 2024. Ooh, man, you need to go register for that. Now, listen to this, Bradley. You don't even have to be 18 to register for this. I saw where one person registered nine times. They want this hat, baby.
Yeah.
All right? So, I mean, all you got to do is go to righttalkshow.com/Trump. Now, tomorrow night we're drawing. That's it.
Yeah.
We got a little machine that's going to draw it for us, right? And we're going to let technology do its part. So make sure, you can get real cheap, you can get black, you can get red. We ain't going down to Goodwill and buying it off the shelf, baby. We're going to the company that makes it. We're going to order it from them. Brand new. Send it straight to you. righttalkshow.com/Trump. Trump. Have you had a busy day, Bradley?
Busy, yes.
Crazy.
I mean,
isn't it?
I've been on the go all day.
Well, apparently the CDC's on the go, too.
Oh, my.
And they're coming for your guns. I knew it was going to happen. You know.
Well, yeah.
If you just come out and you say, we're going to take guns, if the government says that we're going to take your guns, okay, there would be a price to pay, right? Yeah. If somebody came to you, Bradley, 3 or 4 years ago and said, line up, put on a mask, take a shot, we're going to make sure this is mandatory, right? There'd be some fighting gloves going on.
Oh, yeah, there would.
But in the name of COVID-19, we have bowed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the Center of Disease Control and Prevention over the last year and a half, the once apolitical organization, ostensibly existed to study diseases. That's all they're supposed to do, and deliver health guidelines, has now injected itself into an all manner for daily life, and from the CDC to the ludicrous requirements that crush businesses. But now they found their next crisis. The CDC is expanding their power base and doing the less bidding. The CDC is coming after your guns. Now, Disclosed TV put out a tweet and said, new CDC implements study on gun violence after labeling it a public health threat. Apparently, they have never ridden my son in his pickup truck. You get in the front seat of that truck if you can move stuff over in it, right?
Now, that might be a health crisis right there.
There's your health crisis, buddy. But if you drive down the road with him, you're going to have a heart attack. I just close my eyes and hang on for the best, right? If CDC saw and rode with my son, they would jerk his license because that, you know, that is a public health threat. Mm-hmm. Aiming to craft swift interventions as they have done to contain coronavirus pandemic and other national health emergencies. This has been hinted at for a while, Bradley. This is not just something that one day somebody woke up inside the CDC and said, hey, let's just take the guns away from everybody. The CDC director, Rochelle Walensky, noting last month that she felt it was her agency's job to deal with gun violence epidemic. In other words, they're coming for your gun, and they're doing it in the name of disease control. Now, to me, that is what do you think about that? I haven't even got anybody to call yet.
It's a good time.
563-999-3597 is the number to call. And, you know, we need to understand that they are, the left is always looking for a workaround when it comes to the Second Amendment. That ticks me off. I don't know about anybody else, but they're looking for a workaround, right?
Well, surely, as many people as we've got watching, I think, tonight from Arkansas and Oklahoma, we some gun carrying, how's somebody going to call in with a comment on this? But it's ludicrous. I mean, the way that they're looking at some way, you know, they couldn't do it the right way, make a law, mm-hmm. do anything like that. So now they're trying to go through disease control.
Right.
I mean, really?
So the left is saying, okay, CDC, sick them. And CDC, they really believe this junk. They really believe that it can use regulations to curtail legal gun ownership under the idea that gun violence is an emergency power. After all, have formed the basis for much of the government's overreach in the recent past. If it's an emergency, we can bend laws. If it's an emergency, we can do things that we've never done before, like create a vaccine within just a few months. We don't have to have the FDA approve it. We just need to get it out there, right? Now, I'm not saying that's right or wrong. I'm just saying in the name of emergency, the CDC is coming after your guns. Now, I every night I become more shocked at the leftist guerrilla war style, right?
Yeah.
They just, you know, I was reading that the Democrats are disarrayed now. They're disarrayed, Bradley. They're Democrat senators are wanting a bipartisan infrastructure bill that's not going to pass the House. Now, the Hill reported that two Democrat senators familiar with bipartisan infrastructure bill voting talks in the House are expecting House Speaker, who would be none other than Nancy Pelosi, who happens to be a Democrat from where? California.
California,
yeah. To cancel Thursday's scheduled vote due to not having enough votes. The report noted that the two senators who were remaining anonymous. Oh, that's scary. With two Democrat senators are going anonymous. What does that tell you, Bradley?
Strange.
Something is not. There's a stink in Denmark, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so at least two dozen regressives, excuse me for the slip of the tongue, okay? But at least two dozen, that's 24 for those that are in California and believe that 1 + 1 = 3, okay? Planning to vote no. 24 progressives are planning to vote no on infrastructure without a separate vote on a larger social spending package. Okay? They're not going to pass it on Thursday. Enough of the House members understand that they would be getting the Build Back Better agenda. And one Democrat lawmaker who is familiar with the internal discussion told the Hill, Nancy is going to pull it. Just write it down right now. Nancy's going to pull it. Tomorrow, there won't be no vote. Nancy's going to pull it. Or that's what they're saying anyway. That's what they're saying. What do you think? 563-999-3597. Maybe you better call that number and even see if our phone number's working, Brad.
That's it.
Here, let's just see here. Okay.
This is a training on how to make a call.
Yeah, I don't think it worked. Call. I don't think I can't even get my phone to work. Get it off the passcode, Bradley.
There you go.
So here we go. All right, here we go. 563-99 If I'm paying a bunch of money for this and it ain't working, we going to have a talk, I guarantee it. Okay.
CDC got it.
Yeah, I'm going to put it on speakerphone and see if we can hear it.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold. You'll be able to listen to the show.
So we're going to hold for a minute. And they get, oh, there it is.
There it is.
There it is. So I just politely hang up. I guess it's working.
Yeah, it's working.
Yeah, I'm excited about that because at least my money is being used in a great way. So, you know, I'm all about religious freedom. I'm all about Christian freedom, really. Religion, I don't care much for religion, right? Religion is something that people try to have or trying to find God. Well, I found him, so I don't need religion. I have a relationship. We have a relationship, don't we, Bradley? And so, but there is a school in California, and you're going to want to know what school that is, okay?
I would like to.
Yeah, there is a school, and I'm trying to get this to come up, in California, and I might not be able to pull it up. There it is. That has been documented. And I'm trying to find the name of the school. Okay. But the California Board of Education, okay, is teaching children in California how to pray to Aztec gods.
Really?
Nah. I thought it was something whenever that teacher was trying to do the Pledge of Allegiance to the LBQT, whatever it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought, what an idiot. And now there's three parents that are filing a lawsuit, and congratulations to them, accusing the California state school curriculum. And so it's not just one school, okay? It's the state school curriculum for violating the U.S. Constitution over an ethnic studies lessons that ask kids to pray and chant to Aztec gods. Our clients are not supposed to having students learn about different cultures and religions, including the practices of the Aztecs, said Paul Jana, special counsel of Thomas More Society, which is representing the parent in court. Now, I find it amazing, really, and this is where I'm going with this. This country was founded upon Yahweh. This country was founded upon Jesus Christ. It was founded, this country was founded by Puritans, right? I know down in the Southern and Virginians and stuff that it was more of an economic reason. But most of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were Christians. They weren't Islamists. They weren't Buddhists. They weren't Krishna. Okay? I think Thomas Jefferson was a deist. Still believed in God, though, right? Maybe not as Christians would, but he still believed that, you know, that Yahweh was God. And so they've replaced the truth. Why does Aztec gods have anything to do with America? Right? And yet, they won't let them pray in school. You see where I'm going with this? They won't let us pray in school. They won't let they can't keep our children from praying in school. But it can't be a school-led prayer. Right? But yet, these teachers can teach our children to chant to an Aztec god. So we can't pray, "Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," right? But we can sure chant to an Aztec god. Now, see how far the left goes? See how far the regressives go? Don't be praying to God. Don't be praying to the Father of Jesus Christ. Don't even be doing that. But we will allow you to chant to God. And then we wonder
there's
why.
No words.
There isn't. And then we wonder why that Chicago at nights. People are dying right and left. We wonder why that somebody walks into a Kroger store and starts shooting people. We wonder why that people walk into theaters and kill people. It's not because that there's a gun problem. There's a God problem.
Yeah.
And it's this kind of junk that California is teaching that makes it a real problem, because there is no belief system in right and wrong. Chanting does not create. Nah. I'll be back, Brad.
You're hearing it right on Right Talk with TJ and Brad.
Hey, friend, a few months ago, I wrote a series of books that I call The Big Series. I entitled them Think Big, Talk Big, Walk Big. And these books are life-changing as one learns that you are what you say you are what you think you are, and that determines on how you walk. These truths will change your life and destiny. You see, Carol sent me a message, and she said, "Hi, TJ. I just have to text you and tell you I can't put your books down. OMG. You are so spot on and keeping it real and true. Wow. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody needs to read these books multiple times. Listen, friend, you can get these copies of Big Series today at Amazon.com and search T.J. Tipton. These copies of these books and others that I've written in either Kindle, digital, or printed form. Search T.J. Tipton, Think Big, Talk Big, and Walk Big. Like I said, I call them the Big Series on Amazon.com.
$84,000 up front, the famous artist over there, by a museum to do some form, $84,000, he paid them two blank canvases, and the title of this is Take Money and Run. They hung these up in the museum. They're not happy about it at all.
But they hung it up. Yeah, they hung it up, right?
$84,000 for a blank canvas.
You know, I think I'm in the wrong business, son.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I'll tell you somebody else that's in the wrong business. How'd you like that little segue, brother?
I like that.
Yeah. The do-nothing Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the wrong business. Top Democrats have combined history. The top Democrats have combined history of 290 years in politics, but yet they want to blame Trump. Nancy Pelosi entered politics in 1987. She's been 33 years in government. Patrick Lee entered politics in 1966. Son, I was 5 years old.
I wasn't even born.
1966. He's been in there 54 years. Sucking on that government tit. That's all he does. I ain't seen nothing that he does. Oh, here's one of my favorite people. You know who I'm going to say, don't you? Just read my mind. Maxine Waters.
I was guessing it.
Yeah. She went in, entered politics even before I graduated. I was only in the seventh grade, 1973. Wow. She entered into politics. That woman has done nothing for 47 years except for opened up her pocketbook and said, feed me. That's it. Right?
Yeah.
Oh. Probably one of your favorite people, Dianne Feinstein. Mm-hmm. Now, listen to this. I was born in 1960, the year that she went into office. 60 years. That old crow had been sitting there bringing injustice to Americans, and nobody has the nerve to vote her out. But our favorite, Uncle Joe.
Knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming, didn't you? He went in, he entered politics in 1969. Was you born yet?
No.
Not yet.
76.
8 years before you were ever gleaming your daddy's eye, right?
That's right.
Joe Biden entered into politics 51 years, absolutely nothing except for, well, we ain't going to go there. And they're blaming a guy who entered politics in 2015. This one man messed them up so bad, destroyed it all because he wanted to drain the swamp. These people shouldn't even be in office. I'm sorry. These people have done nothing for you. They've done nothing for me. They've done nothing for the America except for sucked us dry. That's all they've done. Okay? I guarantee it. Give me a year in Washington, D.C. I'll do more than what Maxine Waters ever did, Dianne Feinstein, Chuck Schumer, Uncle Joe. Give me 1 year. I promise you. I'll do more in 1 year than what these yo-yos have done 51 years, 45 years, 33 years, 54 years, 60 years. Do nothing, Democrats. Do nothing. Well, kind of reminds me of a do-nothing general by the name of Milley. I guess you know he'd been in some stinky waters lately.
Yeah, he has.
And he still defends secret China talks. He still, as a matter of fact, I want us to go to, this is Representative Matt Gaetz, who is questioning Milley about his official capacity. So here we go.
And while the guy next to you was off, you know, talking to Phil Rucker and was off doing his thing with Bob Woodward, we were buying into the big lie. The big lie that this was ever going to be successful and that we could ever rely on the Afghanistan government for anything at all. You know, General Milley, you kind of gave up the game earlier when you said you wanted to address elements of your personal conduct that were questioned. We're not questioning your personal conduct. We're questioning in your official capacity going and undermining the chain of command, which is obviously what you did. You've created this whole chain
of communication narrative. Did not undermine the chain of command.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did. And well, you know what?
I like this guy.
You said yesterday that you weren't going to resign when senators asked you this question. And I believe that you guys probably won't resign. You seem to be very happy failing up over there. But if we didn't have a president that was so addled, you all would be fired because that is what you deserve. You have let down the people who wear the uniform in my district and all around this country, and you're far more interested in what your perception is and how people think about you in insider Washington books than you care about winning,
Gentleman's
which this
time
group
has
is incapable
expired.
Of doing.
And Ms. Houlihan is right now.
Wow. Wow, Bradley.
Yeah.
Where's Matt Gaetz out of? What district is he? Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z. G-A-E-T-Z. I like that little fireball. He sure didn't take nothing. Right? I mean, he told it just like it was.
It's Florida's first congressional district since 2017.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? He's really a little fireball. So this is all about the chairman of the Joint Chief of Staff, Mark Milley, has continued to defend his secret talks with China. Chinese generals behind President Trump's back. And just to kind of brief us where we're at, during Wednesday's House hearing, Milley claimed U.S. intelligence had determined that China was worried about a potential U.S. attack. Now, they don't worry about that no more. Because we got a wimp for a president. He's turned us into a paper tiger. This president that we have now, they were concerned about Trump because Trump didn't put up with no junk. But this president now, I don't even think he wakes up in the morning knowing his name. I think that Uncle Joe has no idea most of the time where he's at. And we know that people are telling him what to do and when to do it and who to ask questions to. We know that. He said it himself. So Milley said that he reassured Beijing that will not happen, but admitted he would be calling China in case of an escalation. That's called treason, Bradley. That's nothing short than the definition of treason. He says his actions were not undermining President Trump as commander-in-chief, What I said to the call to China was, I guarantee you that President Trump is not going to attack you in a surprise attack. I was carrying out his, President Trump's, intent, claimed Milley. I ain't buying that story. I just ain't buying it, Bradley. So, while they're all scratching their heads and trying to figure out what's going on, did you get that popcorn cooked yet?
How's it going?
I think when I get off the show, I'm going to go get me some, because there's nothing I like than to watch Democrats rip each other apart.
Oh, I know it.
Oh, I love it. I like, I you know, here's Nancy Pelosi standing behind a podium, and in the front it says Build Back Better on climate. Now, if you really, you're a nut job if you really think that there's a climate problem. Okay. But let me get this straight. These goofy Democrats almost unanimously back a cockamamie superhero scheme to remake and evenly divide countries into a socialist wonderland with a $3.4 trillion spending extravaganza. But they just might, Bradley, blow the whole thing up. And a stupid infrastructure package, too, because of petty fighting. Loving it. Loving it. Loving it. Loving it. This is trash television. Finest. Tiger King with sharper claws, because he's more or less the only sane Democrat around. Joe Manchin is a highly unusual fellow. You could almost say he's Joe Exotic. The media coos with delight whenever there's even a trivial episode of Republican infighting. Now, they go crazy over that stuff and continues to do so even though Republicans are out of power and the party's animating figure is a strange guy who lives on a golf course in Florida and thinks that Stacey Abrams would make a good governor of Georgia. Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitch McConnell, Brian Kemp. Anytime there is a disagreement between any GOP figures, the media gives us a breathless all-access fight coverage. Right?
Right.
That'd be fair if any of it mattered, really. But it's all just gossip when folks who enjoy total unified control are Democrats. And so I'm just, you know, I'm sitting here going, how long? Let them fight. Let them pull each other's hair out. Who cares?
Yeah.
Right? Because we know that to be on anything else, that they're just a bunch of yo-yos that are sucking money out of our pockets.
Yeah.
Did you know, in the regressive movement, there is an anti-Semitic move. And recently, a college Democrat leader under fire because that her being Islamist made some anti-Semitic tweets. And she's facing some pressure, believe it or not. Because most of the time, they can say whatever they want to say, right?
Yeah.
And nobody's going to do anything about it. But she is getting some pressure to resign after her anti-Semitic tweets resurfaced recently. Just one day after Norhan Mesbah was elected vice president of the College Democrats Executive Board, the National Student Club's Jewish Caucus released a screenshot of a 2016 tweet where she blamed Jews for sabotaging Hillary Clinton. Oh, Lord, you got to be kidding me. That the Jews sabotaged Hillary Clinton in a debate against Donald Trump. Of all things. I give up, Brad. How long do we have to put up with the stupidity? Right? She said, I blamed this debate on Yahud, tweeted. Yahud is the Arabic word for Jews. And in her tweet, Mesbah tagged Dima Jubera, an acquaintance with a long history of anti-Semitic statements, including one 2016 tweet where she prayed that God will kill the Jews. Now, that's really people that we want. Listen, that's the kind of people that we want representing us. That's the kind of people we want to vote for.
Stand up people to vote
Jiminy
for.
Jiminy Christmas. Well,
where do these people come from?
I don't know. I'm even wondering. I don't even think they came over here legally.
Well, I mean, they don't act like they're citizens at all of the United States. I mean, I'm flabbergasted.
Well, I'm flabbergasted, but I'm thankful for the sweet tea.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to be glad I don't drink, because I'd be, you know, it'd be up to here with the bourbon or something. But
yeah,
how are you supposed to deal with this?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where we're at, Brad, because that we have people who won't do anything in the church because they think it's not their responsibility. But the truth is, if we don't stand up and start doing what is right, Islam government is going to overtake a lot of America. We already got representatives in there, right? And many of them are even swearing by the Quran instead of the Holy Bible. How long do we put up with this? I mean, I can talk about this because this is called Right Talk. We deal with politics and faith. But most Christians will not deal with it, Bradley, and that's why we're in the sad shape that we're in right now. That is why that we have a House Speaker by the name of Nancy Pelosi, because nobody in California in the church stood up and said anything against her. Well, maybe they agree with her. Maybe they like her dogmatic thinking of ripping a child out of a woman's belly. Yeah. Or when it's born, immediately breaking its neck. That's the kind of people that we have running this country.
Yeah.
And we're wondering why that we're having so much problems with our youth. It's because the youth is seeing and following, right?
Yep.
What they're seeing. And so I'm just, man.
And yet the CDC, the health crisis, or the next health crisis is the guns.
Right.
I mean,
that's not guns.
No.
It's a lack of God.
Yeah.
That's America's problem. I'm just honest enough to tell people it's a lack of God.
Yeah.
It's a lack of us accepting him and doing something about it and becoming political with it. Right?
Yep.
If I was to run for Congress again, my number one platform would be God and family.
Yeah.
Because we lack both of that in this society. And can I tell you that CNN isn't helping matter because they're just a bunch of cowards. They said CNN is afraid to say that Biden lied about Afghanistan withdrawal. And you know what they're saying instead? They're saying maybe he misspoke. A lie is a lie. Oh, he just misspoke. The same media who wasn't shy in accusing President Trump of lying, though, right, at every chance they got, is very reluctant to employ the same blunt words about President Biden. The president's military advisors testified before Congress yesterday and contradicted his words to ABC journalist George Stephanopoulos, right, in August, saying that he had support from the military to withdraw from Afghanistan the way he did. But CNN didn't seem bothered by the fact that Biden lied about this and misled the public. They didn't, nah, that's Biden. That's a typical joke, man.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Exactly.
Could you imagine what would happen? Any of our Republican senators would have said or done something like that, or even if President Trump would have done something like that? Could you imagine the chaos that would have been pursued? During the 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time hour of CNN Newsday, co-host John Berman spoke about this debacle with global affairs analyst Bianna Goladirga and former CBS journalist Serena Nina, now host of the Recount Daily podcast. Berman gave a straightforward account of the contradiction between the top military brass and the president without any criticism. This is what they said. Said that testimony from the top military leaders calls into question some claims made by President Biden in an interview in August. Biden said that none of his military leadership recommended keeping a small force in the country after withdrawal. And then on the same sentence, he also said it was split. So in one part of the sentence, he's saying that that the leadership did not none of his military leadership recommended keeping a small force in the country. And then at the end of the sentence, he said that his military advisors saying that's not the case. They're not. We never said that. Uncle Joe, you lying, boy. You lying. Well,
I guess. It's like the Fox News, you know, they reported Representative Brian Mast, U.S. Army veteran, said the contradiction between President Biden's portrayal of what his top generals told him about Afghanistan withdrawal and what they told the Senate panel Tuesday goes well beyond frustration. I mean, somebody's lying.
And you know the president don't lie. You know that, son.
No. Buck stops here.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be right back.
Right Talk, heard live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, LinkedIn, and recorded on Roku, Amazon, and podcast around the world.
If you are a truck driver and have 6 months of experience with a good driving record, I need you to listen up. We Hire Truckers has driving opportunities across the U.S. Not only do they have driving jobs, We Hire Truckers specialize in regional opportunities that will get you home every week. We Hire Truckers believes you can spend valuable times with your family and still bring home the bacon. We Hire Truckers will get you home and money in your bank account. Give Mickey a call today, 479-461-5657. That's 479-461-5657. 479-461-5657. Call We Hire Truckers today.
I just don't know why we get to go through all this to get where we're going, but we do. It's been a fun show. I've really enjoyed tonight. I enjoy every night. I look over here, I see, you know, people watching us on Facebook. I know that I'll get off here, I'll go look and see how many people have watched the podcast. And for everybody, we thank you for that. We're just really glad that you're part of our lives, Monday through Thursdays at 10 p.m. And it's always good, Brad, to have you with me, and I appreciate you doing the show with me.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Until tomorrow night, unless you have any last words.
Oh.
Say goodnight, Bradley.
Goodnight, Brad.
I want to thank you for joining us on Right Talk. Listen to Right Talk every Monday through Thursday at 11 p.m. Central on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, Twitch, and LinkedIn. You can also watch and listen to Live Talk on Roku, Amazon Fire Stick, and podcasts around the world. Right Talk is a TJ Tipton Inc. production.